And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. First of all, I want to thank you very much for spending time with me on this beautiful Saturday morning. Because the bottom line is, all we really have is our time. All right, I've got a big question for you. I know it's early. I know it's Saturday. You're in your car. You're having your coffee. You're chilling a bit. But I've got a big question for you. Are you ready for this? How many people out there have a billion-dollar idea? A billion-dollar invention that can change people's lives? Seriously, I am so attracted to dreamers, to thinkers, to creators, and inventors. Hey, I know a lot of women love their high heel shoes. I know a lot of people love their cell phones. Come on, there are so many inventions that affect our lives on a daily basis. But these inventions, these creations, you know what it starts with? It starts with a thought in your head. And by the way, I got to tell you something, and it's a secret. Pay attention. The only thing that you have control over, you don't have control over your husband or your wife or your daughter or your teenage alien. The only thing that you have control over, are you ready? The thoughts in your head. So what I want to know is, what are you dreaming about? What are you thinking about? What do you want to create? Come on, don't let age or marriage or life get you down. We talked about this last week. Do you have a good idea? Do you have something that can really change people's lives? Come on, take a look at Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. Do you know who that dude is? He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire businessman. He's a visionary. He's an idea man. He's a creator. But what I dig about that guy, are you ready? It's going to shock you. After the age of 50, Warren Buffett made the majority of his billions. Isn't that cool to know that age doesn't matter? Hey, I'm 53 years old. And I want to be like Warren Buffett. So here's the thing, guys. We all watch TV. We listen to KFBK. We're engaged. I want to know this. For those of you that think, that create, that invent, you have a great idea. You want to go all in with something. Have you ever watched the TV show called Shark Tank? Listen to me. That show is amazing. Whether or not you are into this kind of stuff, I urge you to watch it. Here's why. You got people showing up, men, women, kids, grandmas, aunties, and they're pitching their business ideas, their dreams, their inventions to some hugely successful business people that have billions of dollars to invest. Here's what I dig about the show. People go there because they're looking for a partner to align with. Now, come on, who doesn't want to partner with Mark Cuban? The dude's a billionaire, man. Who doesn't want to partner with someone super smart? All right, maybe President Donald Trump doesn't want to partner with Mark Cuban because they have some sort of a thing going on between them. But I'm telling you right now, the majority of people listening to me, you want to partner and align with a business-minded person, especially if you've got a great invention, an idea. So my question for you this morning is pretty simple. Who are you? Are you a dreamer? Seriously, do you have an invention that could blow me away? I want to talk to you about your invention. Do you need a patent attorney? Heck, do you even know what that is? That's the dude who's going to protect your idea. They're going to go and they're going to file a patent to make sure that nobody steals it. Now, come on. What's stopping you from becoming this amazing business-minded person? What's stopping you? Is it money? Right? Most people are like, hey, Ronnie, I don't have the money to jump on this amazing bandwagon. I don't have the money to build the invention and idea that I think about every day when I'm driving to work, that I think about every day when I'm taking a shower. I think about it every day when I'm changing the kids' diapers. So many people have inventions and ideas. Is that you? Listen, I want to tell you about me. All right, you guys ready? I'm building something special right now. So who am I working with? I'm working with a mentor. Remember, I'm all about giving you free advice and free information. Well, I'm working with a mentor because I'm putting my money where my mouth is, right? Do as I say and what I'm doing. I've got this mentor, and you know what he's doing with me? He's saying, hey, Ronnie, we need to raise money because you're on to something here, girlfriend. I'm not talking about raising millions and billions of bucks. I'm just talking about raising a couple shekels, as my awesome brother would say, a few shekels. So here's what I want to know. If you've got an idea, you've got an invention, you want to go all in, I'm going to throw a phone number out at you, and you've never even heard this number before. You ready? I want to talk to you. Call me. Leave me a message at 844-463-3882. I want you to call me and leave me a message if you want to talk about an idea, an invention, or going all in. Now listen, I got to tell you something that really, really concerns me. Okay, I'm a woman, and I got to admit, I'm out here trying to help women, promote and empower. I also want to help men. I want to help kids. I want to help people follow through and live their amazing dreams in their amazing life. Here's the thing. I'm doing my research on this subject, and I'm concerned. Why don't more women own businesses? Why aren't more women badass out there building the business, knocking the walls down, making something special? What is going on? So I did my research, and I'm tripping out. Did you know, people, that only 8% of women own their own patent? Now, again, a patent is something you apply for because you got a great idea, man. You got the cell phone. You got high heel shoes. You got a surfboard. You invented something for a baby. Talk about a market, people. Parents, pay attention, man. You got kids. You got babies. What do you want to invent? What concerned me? Women don't own enough patents. Women don't own a lot of businesses. I don't understand it. Again, I respect that women are moms and wives, and sometimes they cook and they clean and they do it all. But I want to know, if you've got an idea, you've got an invention, you want to go all in? I want you to call me. I want to talk about this. I want people to step up to the plate and go for it. But remember what that requires. Anyone paying attention? Anyone listening? What's our theme on the Ronnie Deutsch radio show? You ready? G-O-Y-A. Goya. Get off your ass. Stop thinking about it. Stop daydreaming about it. And start taking action. You know what that requires, though? That requires you to think totally and completely differently. It requires you to be wired in a way where you believe in yourself, where you have hope, man. You know you can do it. You know what my mom told me every day of my life? You can do anything, Ronnie. I want to tell everyone listening, so can you. Just because my name is Ronnie Deutsch, what's your name? Look in the mirror, man. You can do it. And so I am trying to empower you. People listening, you got an idea. You got an invention. You want to be badass? You want to do something that changes people's lives? Go for it, man. Have the courage to go for it. Call me at 844-463-3882. I want you to join me after the break. Why? I've got Dr. Joan Fallon, the leading expert on autism, who's also a sophisticated businesswoman and owns 100 patents. Dreams really do come true on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this. And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back. As you hear, I am passionate about business and your success. That is why I am so honored and privileged to introduce my next guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Dr. Joan Fallon. And Dr. Fallon is the CEO and founder of Curemark, which is focused on developing novel medical breakthroughs and treatment that helps children. Besides that, Dr. Fallon owns 100 different patents. And I was just talking to you about patents. So it is my privilege and my honor. I have goosebumps in welcoming you, Dr. Fallon, to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Thank you so much, and I'm honored to be here.
Dr. Fallon, this is our first of many interviews together. I love Shay Pantano. You love Shay. You and I are going to rock for years to come. So thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no, I'm honored to be here.
All right, let's get straight into Curemark. For those people that don't know about it, would you mind educating us and bragging just a little bit about your amazing company, Curemark, and what the goals of that company are for you and everyone working their butt off at that great company?
So we're presently working on a treatment for autism. If we roll time back to the late 90s, I was working with children in a practice, and what I noticed was that they had children with autism had just a myriad of symptoms, right? It's a spectrum disorder. And because it's a spectrum disorder, each child presents differently. And indeed, some people say when you've seen one child with autism, you've seen one child with autism. And at that time, people were doing different therapies, just like they're doing now. But there wasn't anything that sort of was similar child to child, except what they ate. And I found that curious. So, for example, speech deficiencies are a hallmark of autism. But they manifest differently in each child. So some children don't speak at all. Some speak a little. Some speak in what they call echolalia, where they repeat what you say to them. Some just recite, pieces of movies and things like that. So it's different child to child. But what they ate was more similar. And parents described it as a white diet and a tan diet. But in reality, what it really was a diet that was very, very, very low in protein and very high in carbohydrates. Now, not every child with autism, but a vast group of them. So thinking that cannot be by chance, I looked and explored and did blood and urine and stool on children with autism and found that there was something that united a very large number of them, which was that they had low levels of an enzyme that's very important in digesting protein.
And so clearly, your passion, your dedication, your commitment to helping children, especially those with autism, is so amazing. I'm so impressed with the fact that you want to do this and that you have, of course, gone all in. I want to understand something about medicine because I'm not a doctor and many people listening are not doctors. I need you, Dr. Fallon, to educate people listening on the relationship between patents, because I've been talking on this show about patents and why people who own businesses, have inventions, have ideas, come up with medical cures, for goodness sakes, why the relationship with having patents is so important to you. Can you educate us? Because you hold 100 different patents, which I find to be incredibly impressive.
So that's a really good question, because I think when you're a doctor or you're in a profession that helps people, that's your focus. Your focus is improving the lives of people. And you're not necessarily thinking about commercialization. So for me, when I was at a family dinner, my brother says to me, "So what's new?" And I said, "Hey, you know, I found this really..." I called it a funky thing with these kids. He's like, "Well, what's that?" So I described that I found this low level of an enzyme that, to my knowledge, has never been described in any other class of individuals except those children with cystic fibrosis. And he said to me, "Do you think that the finding is important?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, do you think it could help the kids?" And I said, "Maybe." He said, "Well, if you think it could help the kids, it needs a commercial value. I'll have my patent attorney call you in the morning." That's literally how that conversation went.
Well, let's take a minute and thank your brother.
Yes.
Right? You're breaking bread together. I freaking love to eat. So you're breaking bread, and here the word, the C word comes out, right? The commercialization word. Right. It's a big word, Dr. Fallon, and something concerns me about this word, and I'm so grateful that you are a brilliant, business-minded woman who also happens to be a doctor. I want to go straight to the elephant. Why do so few women think about the commercialization side of business? Why do so few of these women hold patents? What's the problem and the disconnect here?
So I think as I struggle with that all the time, because I do a lot of mentoring of young people, and patents are not always the first thing, especially in women's minds. So from a historical perspective, I think the first patent was ever issued in this country in 1790. And it was for fertilizer, I think, potash in a fertilizer. And the first woman to get a patent was 1809, and it was a design patent on a hat that used straw and silk. But what's interesting is that that's 1809. So that's 19 years difference, which isn't very much in terms of how women's lives have changed. But she had intellectual property, but in this country, she couldn't own it. She could not own a patent until the first law was passed in New York State in 1845, which says a woman can own property, including a patent, and she could actually keep the money for herself that she gets from that patent. So that's 1845. Women didn't even have the opportunity to vote, right, for like another 80 years. So I think that owning a good idea, an invention, something novel, while it's very, you know, common in women, just as it is in men, the ownership of it, I think, is a problem. And women don't think to own it. And I didn't think to own it either until my brother said, "It will help you accomplish the mission of getting this to the kids if it will help them."
And let's also talk about why a patent, whether it's a medical breakthrough patent, an idea, an invention, why it's so important. Can you talk about attracting investors? Again, people go on Shark Tank, Dr. Fallon, and they're looking for money. And the first thing those billionaires ask is, do you have a patent? Can you tell me about how important it is to investors that you have a patent, whether it involves medicine, an invention, or an idea?
Yeah, I think that it's about protecting what you have come up with. So if it's an idea or it's a medical breakthrough or it's some sort of novel finding, protecting it so that you have the opportunity to bring it forward and commercializing it is really important. Because once the thing about patents is that when you file it, it becomes public knowledge in 18 months. So everyone can see that patent application in 18 months. So the world sees it, and anyone can do it. But if you have a patent, then actually they become restricted from using that idea in theory. And so I think that having an idea that investors can basically own a piece of. So if you're getting, so for example, when I started Curemark, we had empirical work that we did. I had these patents, early patents, and it gave a credibility to the novelty of the idea because the patent office said, this is a novel idea, and it was protected. So it gave a sort of legitimacy to the idea that someone else thought it was novel, and you actually own it, and they're going to invest in that ownership with you.
All right, so folks, I'm talking to Dr. Fallon. We just had a great discussion about patents. My producer is unfortunately telling me, Ronnie, you got to wrap it up. Mike, I respect you. So Dr. Fallon, I want you to know that I want to continue this discussion. I'm going to reach back out to you to get you on board. You have so much to talk about. And also what I love about you is you are a baseball fan. So I just want to take a moment and thank you. I know our time goes so fast on the radio, but I want to thank you so much for coming on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show and sharing your unbelievable insight with us today.
Thank you so much, and I'd be happy to come back.
Okay, great, folks. We'll be right back to talk about how the relationship with Donald Trump and the Russians are going to affect the price of real estate. Join us in a couple minutes on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Good morning and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. The surf is up. It is a beautiful day, and I've got great news for everyone listening. I've got Greg McCluskey. Yeah, the real estate investing expert who has been answering all questions posed to him by any listener of KFBK. You got a real estate investing question? Greg McCluskey will answer it for free. Just go to askgregforfree.com. Greg, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Great to be here, Ronnie.
Appreciate your time, Greg. I want to get straight into it. Donald Trump, President Trump loves Russia. He's got relationships with Russia. And I read this article in Forbes, and it said literally, Greg, that President Donald Trump's relationship with Russia will affect our real estate market, especially luxury real estate. Can you please, as our real estate expert, educate all of us on your opinion about this really important and interesting topic and article?
Well, you know, what's amazing about reading this article is Donald Trump's a real estate guy. That's how he made his money, was in real estate. And at the end of the day, he's going to be really good for real estate investors and the economy when it comes to real estate. We already know this. Regardless of how you feel about his social issues and everything else going on, this is one area where he knows what he's doing. And if you want America to have a middle class again, then we need more money in our economy. We need more jobs. We need more high-paying jobs. We need more opportunity. And whether we like it or not, rich people investing in our economy from other countries is money coming to us that we can tax, create more jobs, do more things. The more buildings they build, the more luxury condos they build for Russian investors, the more middle-class Americans can have a job. The more they can make money, the higher those jobs will pay them. So it's a great thing for the economy. It's a great thing for real estate. What I get fired up about in the article is there's a lot of things when people read articles, they don't read between the lines or they don't even know what they're reading. When they talk about infrastructure and they talk about tax credits, and they talk about those being used by real estate investors. That's what my business partner and I do. All over the Midwest, where there isn't a lot of luxury condos or big-time investors coming in, my partner and I are investing there. In a place like Sacramento or Stockton, California, there's no big money that's going to be coming there. Average people like myself, regular people, can invest there, and we can get a hold of the tax credits from the government. Donald Trump's already said he's going to put $1 billion into the infrastructure of our country, because all over this country, in those, you know, areas where there's less income or less economy, there's vacant buildings, there's empty commercial buildings, and the expense to rehab them is so high that most investors stay away from them. So the government is offering tax credits to make up for that loss, to turn those into profitable investments. So after, you know, listening to me today on the radio, go do some research on this. Understand that article. There is gold in that article. There's wealth in that article. If you don't understand what they're talking about, go get educated on what tax credits are, how you can use them, and what's available to you. Because in a lot of states, you don't even have to compete to apply for them. For the federal tax credits, you can apply, and if the building is within the requirements, you're approved. It's not competitive. Anybody can get approved for them. There is amazing opportunities out there for us if we educate ourselves and get involved and learn this stuff and start, you know, making a play to actually use what's available to us.
And like you said, Greg, I'm talking to Greg McCluskey, the real estate investing expert for the show. Like you said, President Donald Trump is all about real estate and real estate investing. What I want to know, Greg, and what most people want to know is that, why do people hold back on real estate investing? You got a president who's standing there saying, listen, guys, I'm going to make money available. I'm going to make sure that you people get wealthy. Why aren't more people investing? Why hold back?
You know, a lot of people don't know. There's some mystique and mysteriousness around real estate. They know that they own a home. They know how to do a mortgage. It always amazes me. I'm helping a guy today who's asking me questions on how to set up an LLC, one of the most basic things you can be in business, do in business. It should be taught in high school. I have people ask me all the time about mortgages, information that should be taught in our high school system. It's that easy to learn that a high school student or even a junior high student could understand it. But because it's not taught in any formal education, you have to go out and learn the information. So that's one of the things that holds people back. I did a post on Facebook at one time, Ronnie, and I put that question out there of basically, generally, people understand that real estate investing is a good idea, and they understand the principles of leveraging real estate for wealth, and that people get wealthy that way, and they get cash flow, and they can get tax advantages. But at the end of the day, I got 44 different reasons why people are held back for real estate. It shocked me how far people go to create reasons why not, rather than reasons why they should. As people posted these different reasons, you know, the simple, obvious reasons, then new commenters would create more complex reasons that they're held back. And so I believe in life, you're either a simplifier or a complicator, and sometimes both, depending on your disposition with a certain topic or your expertise. You know, if you're a nurse, you know how to simplify all the procedures you need to do for the doctor and for the patient, and to make it a really easy thing for you to do your job every day. In real estate, all of a sudden, you don't understand it, so you start complicating when you can just simplify it and make it really, really easy. And that's what I help people to do, is to simplify how to get a real estate deal done and how to make money, and take out all the reasons that are holding people back.
Hey, let's face it, Greg, most people are fear-based, right? They're so scared, they're so stuck in their head, versus why not get free help? Again, I encourage anyone listening, you want to invest in real estate, AskGregForFree.com. Go to that website, ask him any question you want. Let's talk about money. We talk about what holds people back, Greg. Let's go straight to money, because most people say, Ronnie, I don't have the money to invest in real estate. Heck, earlier in the show, I was talking about investing in businesses. So can you educate people listening, Greg, about the money issue? Because people are really, really fearful about money and that issue as it relates to real estate investing.
Yeah, you know, Ronnie, a bigger issue than money is sacrifice. Most people are buying things they think they deserve and have not earned. That is a fact. That is the number one indicator that you're doing this in your life, buying things that you think you deserve, you haven't earned. Look, just about everybody I know works hard. You know, sometimes people, you see so much in the media about people being lazy and entitlements and not working hard. Most Americans truly work hard. And every American who works hard deserves the American dream. The problem with that is you haven't earned it. If you go to askgregforfree.com and ask me how to get control of your money, I'll teach you how to do that for free. I'll teach you how to, I save $12,000 from a $44,000 a year income in 12 months to restart my real estate business. I'll teach you how I found money for real estate deals. As my power of money grew and my ability to attract money for real estate grew, I was able to do more. You must be willing to sacrifice what you want now for what you want later. If I told you you had to drive a car for 1 year, just one car, not two, not three for the family, live on $150 a week for food for the family, have no cell phone, no cable for the next 12 months, and it would create a $20,000 a month income from real estate, would you do it? Most people would. And I went through this, Ronnie. That's what I had to do. I lost it all, and I got rid of my Denali and got rid of my BMW 750 Li, and I traded that in for a 1997 Plymouth Voyager minivan with 130,000 miles on it. I sacrificed my ego, and I rocked that minivan for 3 years, and then one day I bought another BMW 750 Li. Sacrifice and gaining power over money is the key to attracting money for your real estate deals. Once again, the process was so simple to eliminate unnecessary spending and weigh your ego with your bank account and ask yourself the most important question in the world. What do you want? I mean, what do you really, really want out of your life? And if you are clear on what you want, you can be clear on how to get the money to do real estate and be financially free like many other real estate investors.
Yeah, we come back, though, Greg, to human beings, creatures of habit. I respect that you sacrificed, and you and I understand what it takes to build businesses. It's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of work. How do we get people into that mindset first and foremost, Greg? How do we get them to think differently?
That's it right there. I just say you have to get clear about what you want out of your life. You have to get clear about what your goals are. How do you want to live your life? What do you want in your life? What do you want for yourself, your spouse, your children, your parents? What do you want for your lifestyle? How much peace do you want? Do you want to be free from working for someone else? When you get clear about what you want, you can then start taking the steps to get there. And that's what I help people do. Every single day I talk to people who have that fear and they have habits, and I have to help them create new ones. I have to help them change their life. I have to help them change the way they view the world, their perspective on money. I'll give you a perfect example. I run into people all the time and say, I don't like rich people. And my response to that is always, then you'll never be one. You're not going to become what you don't like. You won't. If you want to be wealthy and financially free, you've got to study people who are wealthy and financially free. If you want to be a real estate investor, you've got to study real estate investors and what they do and how they live differently. And that's what I help people do. But I can't help you until you're clear about what you want.
You want free advice, free help, go to askgregforfree.com and he will answer any real estate question you have. Why? Because he's a giver and givers are welcome on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Wow, I really love the discussion about real estate. Here's why. Anyone listening can own real estate. After all, our president promotes that. But did you notice that Greg McCluskey said something really important? Right, he talked about the structure that you hold real estate in. Now, this is an important issue. Again, we're talking about President Donald Trump. We're talking about his love of Russia and how that's going to impact your wallet and the real estate market. Here's what you need to know. Cities like Los Angeles, Miami, you people are going to see significant increases in the luxury real estate market. Now, why is that? Because Russians are coming to America to invest. Come on, Greg went over it. There are so many sexy tax breaks available. That's why these amazing condos and high-rise buildings are being erected in Miami Beach, in New York, in LA. But what you need to know is something between the lines. You see, President Donald Trump, he's promoting owning real estate. He wants you to be successful, as do I, as does Greg McCluskey. But the issue that you have to be concerned about, and no one's talking about it but us, me, Ronnie Deutsch on this show, please pay attention. Let's say you own real estate. How do you hold it? Do you own real estate as a sole proprietor? I don't mean your soul, folks. I mean a sole proprietor. Come on, if you own a business, you know what I'm talking about. And given the fact that there's about 60 million multi-level marketers all over the country, you gotta pay attention. So if you own real estate or you own a business, right? You go forward with your dreams, you G-O-Y-A. How do you hold everything? Greg talked about an LLC, a limited liability company. Has anyone even heard of that? I have, and you need to know what that is. Has anyone ever heard of an S corporation? You should, because you'd save a ton of money on your taxes. What about a partnership? I'm not talking about a marriage or your lover. I'm talking about a partnership where you're in business with someone. Or maybe you own real estate. I need for everyone listening to understand something. You can make more money if you own a side business. Yes, you can achieve your dreams and you can make more money by owning a small business on the side. Again, I respect that the majority of people listening have a job, a J-O-B. But here's what I know about people. If you have a job and you're not madly in love with that job, you should probably look at starting a side business. Let's say you do. Let's say you're one of the people who G-O-Y-A and you're going to go for it. Here's what I need you to know, and it's big news. Please pay attention. The only way that you're going to achieve the American dream of owning a business, owning real estate, and paying less money in taxes, which has got to be your goal. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start a business. It can be a multi-level marketing business, and I know you know so many people. If you're not in one, you can get in one. But let's say you start a multi-level marketing business. I want you to consider putting that business into an S corporation. All right, don't want to freak you out. Don't want to use big terms on you. But an S corporation is merely a box that you're putting your business in. The rich people do this. And remember what Greg said? Oh, I don't like rich people. Listen to me. If you don't like rich people, you're never going to become rich. If you don't like successful people, you're never going to be successful. Okay? So here's what you need to know. I want you to go for it, and I want you to consider having an S corporation for your business. Now, I know there are thousands of people listening right now. Hey, Ronnie, I got a business. Right now, I've got a business. I'm a sole proprietor. Or, hey, Ronnie, I got a business. It's an LLC. Not good, okay? If you want to save the most money on your taxes and you are a business owner, I am begging you to stop what you're doing and look up S corporations. Here's why you need to own one. You ready, guys? This is going to freak you out. Did you know the profits on your S corporation can be taxed as low as 15% if you set it up right? Whoa, did I get your attention? For those of you who are sick and tired of paying 25% in taxes, 35% in taxes, shouldn't you start a business and get an S corporation? Let me tell you something. For all of you people that are driving in your cars, chilling out, and you're sole proprietors, you need to be concerned, like freaked out and scared. Why? Because as a sole proprietor, you have no asset protection. And I got to tell you something about our country. You know what stinks about it? We are a sue-happy country. So God forbid someone sues you and you're a sole proprietor. Hey, it's great that you got a great soul on you, but if you're a sole proprietor as a business owner, you're a sitting duck for the IRS and a sitting duck to be sued. Now, I know our president, Donald Trump, he's doing everything possible to lower all of our tax rates. I don't think he's going to lower them enough for you, the person who has a job and doesn't own a business. And that's where I'm concerned. Why should you? You're the one who's paying all the bills around here. Man, we're taking more taxes out of your paycheck than we should. So the great news is, if you start a business, even a multi-level marketing business. Remember, I'm a business-minded woman. I own the largest business of its kind in the country, and tax deductions should be your best friend. So if you've got the GOYA in you, and you want to make extra money or take advantage of tax deductions like all of the rich people are doing, yeah, they're everywhere. This is all you got to do. You're going to start a business and you're going to become an S Corp. And then you know what's going to happen? Your business is going to rock. You're actually going to kick butt because you're going to focus on your business. You're going to focus on being the best. You're going to focus on making more money. How many kids do you have to support, man? Kids are expensive. So why not put your dreams together, your ideas, your inventions, you know, your thoughts. Come on, you heard us talk to Dr. Fallon. She's got 100 patents, and she's here to help children with autism. Well, who are you? Who are you here to help? I'll tell you who you should start with. Yourself. You gotta start with yourself. That requires you to believe in yourself, to change your mindset, right? To get rid of the takers. Because I got a secret to tell you. I like to tell secrets on the show. I got a secret to tell you about Mike, my producer. You want to know something he preaches? Life goes really fast, Ronnie, and it sure feels way too short. Now, I know many of you have lost people, so I got great news for you, man. While you're still here, while you still can, I urge you to G-O-Y-A and make it happen. You know why? You can do anything you want on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for your time.